This is Like a Lazy Ocean Hugs the Shore, written by Black Cat, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Alpha 17 Femur, as well as the characters Rex, Cody, Wolfie. It is tagged for humor, established relationship, idiots in love, aggressive adoration. The weight against his side is sun warm. There are gentle breaths against his collarbone, and Alpha has his blaster resting on his knee, ready to shoot the first idiot who thinks about making a smart comment and waking his Jedi. And if that doesn't work, the fact that he's spinning his favorite knife between his fingers should probably get the message across nicely. Rex, who was never one of Alpha's trainees, apparently nevertheless has more brains than most, given the way he's keeping his head down and very determinedly not looking anywhere even close to Alpha, even when Femur shifts and stirs. Alpha doesn't bother moving from the chair he's claimed, even though it is probably supposed to belong to the planet's king. The old bastard can eat bantha shit for all Alpha cares, because it is a huge, pretentious thing and just about the only chair in existence that he's ever found that is big enough for both him and Femur to share. And it is nice having Femur curled against his side, legs hooked over one of Alpha's knees. Fast asleep, like at Alpha's side, is the safest place to be in the universe. Entirely pleased with himself, Alpha curls his arm a little more tightly over Femur's shoulder, resettling him against his chest, and Femur hums, drowsy and exhausted and content. It makes Alpha press a lingering kiss to his bright hair, then smooth a thumb over the edge of the sapphire blue tattoo he can just see through a rip on the shoulder of Femur's robes. He idly rolls the knife over the top of his hand, rests his cheek against the top of Femur's head. With a clatter of entirely unacceptable noise, the door slides open and Alpha's least favorite trainee ever says loudly, "Get hugged. Wolfie, we're not staging a ground operation just to soothe your ego." Rex's head jerks up, horror flashing over his face as he signs, "Abort, abort, abort," with increasing desperation. Alpha knew he liked the little brat for a reason.
"It's not about my ego, it's about routing the damn Seps,"
Alpha's other least favorite trainee says just as loudly. Alpha's knife buries itself in the edge of the hollow table, 2 precise centimeters from Cody's hand.
"Voices down."
Alpha bites out as Cody and Wolfie both freeze, their gazes snapping right to him. Mildly murderous, Alpha scowls at the pair of them, stroking Femur's shoulder with soothing passes of his knuckles, and dares either brat to test him. Much more quietly, Cody clears his throat, sidestepping carefully as he eyes the blaster resting on Alpha's knee.
"Sorry, sir,"
he says, barely audible, and Wolfie swallows, nods, and keeps his damn mouth shut, just the way it should be. With a grunt of satisfaction, Alpha sinks back into the chair, and when Femur stares, he immediately turns to resettling him.
"Easy," he says. "Just go back to sleep. You're going to get your idiot self killed one of these days if you keep not sleeping."
Femur huffs, but sinks back down, one of his hands skimming Alpha's chest in a clumsy brush that trickles his gratitude and love through Alpha's mind.
"Be nice,"
he mutters, but his breathing is already evening out, and Alpha snorts softly, kissing his forehead. It is only partially because Cody and Wolfie are both staring at him like they've never seen a bastard in love before.
Never,
he says, and catches Femur's hand on his own.
The end. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Please remember to drink some water today. Get carked, Wolfie. Get carked.
Be nice. Sleepy, sleepy. Be nice.
Never. Never. Never.